these programs, it seems like they launch them first in California. There's one that I came across a few months ago where they've got sexual preference. So if your little boy goes to school, the first thing you want to ask him is like, little Johnny, are you a boy? Yes. Or well, are you sure you a boy? Because they want right. to know, like, if the child wants to be perceived, maybe little Johnny wants to be perceived as a girl.
They want to plant it in their heads. It's not, I don't think the schools are doing this. The teachers, there's a lot of good teachers, but there are a lot of gay activists that want to plant a lot of garbage in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And traditional parents are saying, stop it, but they don't care. I think it all starts with higher education, really, where the administrators are getting their credentials from. There's a big push in the upper echelons of education that are pushing all of these agendas. And we're like a cancer that's spreading all over the nation. It's cropping up everywhere. Now I get complaints all over the nation about these things.
Well, if we left, you know, private school, what I like to point out to people is that if a private school is going to compete, which they should compete for the privilege of teaching your child, it's not a right.
Uh-huh.
If they're going to compete for that privilege, the first thing you've got to show you, Jen, is that your son or daughter is at the top of the totem pole, and then below that comes the all the bureaucrats, and I think that you make a very good point. There's a lot of good teachers out there. The problem is not at the grassroots level, it's all of this ridiculous, politically correct bureaucracy above them.
Well, I actually did a little research when I went back to college for paralegal classes. I did some research on what I needed to get a credential, and there's such a push in the colleges and the universities for us to learn all this multicultural, diverse, pro-gay, anti-Christian. They've got philosophy classes that do nothing but bash God. It's just an attack on society.
Tell us about your experience.
Which one?
With Planned Parenthood, because so many people, you know, children, a lot of times they're going through different things, and I thought the reason why your article touched me, I think a lot of young girls go, you know, we just think, well, they get in trouble, but, you know, you lived this.
Yeah.
And you got a chance to see how you know the mindset. Anyway, share this with us, the progression of it, because I think this is really important for people to understand.
Well, back in the 70s, that's when I was in high school, but it's the same thing that's going on now in the schools today. That's why I'm so activated about it. Is picture this: you're a young kid, you're 16, you're a girl. There's such a need to be independent and away from your mom and grown up. And there you are, you know, all your friends are starting to have sex. Your parents after you to have sex. You're trying to hold out because you weren't raised that way.
Right.
And along comes the school that says, well, come right over here to Planned Parenthood. Let's teach you about sex. Let me show you this part of your body is supposed to match up with this part. And don't talk about morals. Don't talk about abstaining. Just this is how it works. Here's the condoms. Use the condoms. Push, push, push. And your friends are doing it. Everybody you know is doing this. And the authority figures that you are now involved with are also telling you to do it. It breaks it down. I think 16-year-old girls need support in valuing their virtue, their maidenhood.
Right.
And they're not getting it. They're getting, use a condom.
All
you know.
How to.
Yeah.
And in a way, you're saying this kind of fostered a little feeling of, you know, we're learning about kind of adult, grown-up things.
Well, yeah, and you want to be mom, and you're starting to think, well, maybe mom doesn't know anything. And you're starting to listen to your teachers and society, and everybody's saying, do it, do it, do it. And your boyfriend's pressuring you, and you finally say, okay, consequences and the plan of what happens if I do get pregnant. I have so many friends who have had abortions who are so broken up because they don't have kids now. They killed their babies. Mr. Right never came along, and they have nothing. You know, there was so many people when I got pregnant, and I thought I was just going to have an abortion. But when it came down to it, I couldn't do it. I was like, there's just no way. And then,
so that was kind of already planted in your psyche that, hey, you know what, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have sex, and then if I need to, the abortion, that was,
I had already
your mindset was already pretty much just, that was your way
That was the backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so irresponsible right now. But that's, you know, you have to consider, I was a child. My friends were children. They were, you know, we were given condoms.
You were a child.
We were a child. I was a child. We were children. We were just beginning to be women. We're given condoms. We're told to use them.
But
we
wasn't it intimidating, Jen, to go to Planned Parenthood or... I mean, what weren't you? I mean, it was just an easiest thing. It wasn't.
They gave us the go-ahead. I remember sitting in that clinic. I remember the nurses being. I remember looking up to the nurses, sitting there, really kind of nervous with my girlfriends, getting birth control pills, the smiles, the "Oh, we understand, darling. You know, it's okay. This is part of womanhood. It's okay.
So you
we understand."
It was kind of like open arms.
Yeah.
Okay. When we get back, we're talking with Jen Schroeder, Les Paz.